Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jason Van Cleef is here. Jason's a new friend. He's a financial planner. He trains financial professionals all across the country to help help other people with their portfolios, with their to grow their wealth, and he's the author of a book called The Wealth Code 2.0, How the Rich Stay Rich in Good Times and Bad. His company is VFG Securities, and he's our new friend, Jason Van Cleef. Welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. So, okay, let's talk about, let's first talk about some of this research that you've got here. Let's just set the table, so to speak, with where you think most Americans are right now with regard to their own financial situation. What do you, if you had to pull out a typical American, and you said, okay, how are they feeling about their wealth? These are employed people who haven't had any setbacks. They're just kind of plodding along, regular folks. How would you think, in general, they would feel about their own financial situation?
The vast majority of them, and this is from the average Joe to even very wealthy individuals, are extremely uneasy. I mean, they look, you know, one of the biggest issues we see is most people are so focused on Wall Street and stock market types of ideas and retirement that, you know, they've seen 13 years of nothing. I mean, here we are, yay, we're at the nominal high of the S&P 500, but we were here 13 years ago. And they're looking at their retirement saying, wait a sec, if my money's not growing, in fact, it's losing to inflation, how am I going to ever retire? How am I ever going to stop working?
So the old days of putting your money in the stock market, or you know your pension or whatever, and your 401k or Keo plan or whatever, the company stock option. I had one of those decades ago with Sears. The old days of putting that in there and forgetting about it, and then waking up on retirement morning and being having a lot more money. Those days are gone, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And the reality is we're in a bear market, and you know, these bear markets are decades in length, and we're still early in this one. So, you know,
how do you define that? How do you define a bear market like that?
You know, a bear market is effectively a sideways market going back and forth, back and forth. And we've had these in the past.
So when the stock market goes up 100 one day and down 100 the next day, and that's kind of a pattern over years, that's a bear market.
Exactly. You know, the S&P 500 was 1,568 13 years ago, and here we are today.
Right.
We've made yet a barrel of oil. You know, a gallon of gas in 2000 was a dollar, and today it's four.
Right.
So if your money is not accruing,
yeah, look at bread and eggs and milk too.
Exactly.
Or baseball tickets or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's purchasing power is what I care about
right.
with our clients, and,
right.
and at our firm, you know, we advocate to them that if you don't increase your purchasing power by the same rate of real inflation, not the government's phony baloney low version.
Right.
You're losing. And
yeah, when the phony baloney he's talking about, folks, is the fact that the government's basket of goods that they use to create to establish inflation rates do not include food or energy. And you and I both know, Jason, that energy is not only going up, but when every time energy goes up, it impacts the price of food.
Oh, it even gets more absurd than that. Back in 1994, Alan Greenspan introduced something called the hedonic adjustment, and he basically said that if you bought a washing machine last year for $100, it breaks, you buy a washing machine this year for $120, the same model. Well, you and I feel that. That's $20 out of our pocket.
Right.
But they advocate that, oh, that's you get more pleasure out of that new washing machine, so we, the government, will deduct the $20 and thus no
So
inflation.
You're saying they're prorating inflation?
they're shaving off the numbers to make it look good for them,
wow.
so they can sell our treasury bonds.
This is the kind of baloney. I like your word. I like your technical word there, Jason.
That's my nice
phony baloney. I like that. So okay. So what do we do about? Oh, now, this is what we got. So what do we do about it?
Well, ultimately, what we advocate with our clients is we need to build, as we like to use a metaphor, a financial table with many, many, many different legs on it. Most people are so enshrined with stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities as their diversified table, but the reality is that's not. That's a one-legged table.
Yeah.
And it's a good leg, but you need many others because you get a year like 2008 rolling around and it clips that leg in half. Well, if that's your only leg on your table collapses. We've taught our clients you got to build lots of legs, lots of things that put checks in the mail. Like you said, milk and eggs and mortgages keep going, mm-hmm. These prices keep going up. And frankly, outdated ideas like a pension and a 401k, no offense, but they don't help you today to pay those bills, and we need that type of stuff.
If people had put the money that they had in the stock market, if they'd cashed out in 1999 of the stock market, and put that money into commercial real estate earning rents, they would have a lot more money right now than if they'd stayed in the stock market, I believe.
You know, and even if, let's say that commercial building, this is what people forget, let's say that commercial building was the same price as it was back in 1999, which they're not, by the way. They're
right.
Significantly higher. But if you collected 7% in rent every year, and let's just say that number, you've doubled your money, more so.
And you've still got a piece of real estate that's probably worth double what it was.
Exactly. And again, and real
and,
estate
and the rent helped you make the mortgage payment.
And it pays for your
it's
milk.
It's paid for now.
Cow. Yep.
Yeah.
So having these other legs on the table, oil and gas, equipment leasing, collateralizing, lots of different concepts that, and this is the idea of the book, many ideas that the super wealthy are enshrined. This is what they
mm-hmm.
do.
But one of the things, Jason, that I've encouraged my small business audience to do, and I do it myself, is to own the building your business is in, if there's any way possible. How many times have you and I seen a mom and pop that 40 years after they started the company, the business wasn't worth anything, but lo and behold, the property they bought 40 years ago is now worth a couple of $1 million.
Yeah, I'm working with a client right now that had several different restaurants. And unfortunately, all the restaurants kind of tanked, but he owned the property.
Yeah.
And the guy has many, many, many zeros behind his name.
Yeah, but even though his business went out of business, that's exactly right. And so, folks, this is good information. Jason, tell us the website and how we can find the book.
The website is The Wealth Code, thewealthcode.com, and the Wealth Code 2.0, and Amazon, anywhere, it's global, it's published by Wiley, so you can find it anywhere.
Van Cleef, V-A-N-C-L-E-F, if you're Googling him, How the Rich Stay Rich in Good Times and Bad. When we come back, I'm going to get Jason to reveal some of that. How is it that the rich stay rich while some of us don't? And we'll do that after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.